Hi there. Thank you for holding.
Yes.
My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist. And then, of course, my job is to make sure that I get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer all of your questions. Ralph also did want me to apply that reduced rate, being that it is an extremely well-established business. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going
okay.
so far?
Oh, yeah. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, one of those days. Well, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website. Our goal, of course, our job is to get that website out there in front of more people, make it easy for them to find that website, find your company, be able to see that you do what they're looking for, and if they like what they see, they would want to call you, right? It's all about driving
okay.
more phone calls and more business directly to you. Not a lead-based service. You're not paying for leads. Our job is just to put you as a top option for the keywords related to the services that you provide. So any of those services, you're not going to be limited by how they search for you as long as it's something that you provide and as long as they're in your service area. We do offer the service on a month-to-month basis. It's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Facebook. There would be Facebook ads, too, a social media campaign. Now, because it is such a well-established business, you actually qualify for that legacy rate. It's what we call it for businesses that have been around for 25 years or more. You really, you know, you qualify twice over. But you'd be looking at $249. That's $249 is an exact amount. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it would never go up. It is all-inclusive, Diane. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click call or job or percentage of your profits or anything like that. So residential or commercial, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it is that flat rate. Now, you would get a detailed reporting and tracking system so you can see how well the service is working. And like I said, it is month to month. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's designed to get that website in front of more eyes and get more phone calls coming your way, is that something you might be interested in for your business at this point?
You're saying month to month, so I could try it out.
Correct. It's month to month. We're Google partners. We're one of Google's earliest partners. The partnership program has been around for about 9 years. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that they are Google, they're telling stories, their pants are on fire. Google does make these phone calls, but it's for businesses that have at least 100 locations. For anything less than 100 locations, it falls to the responsibility of the partnership program, and we are one of those partners. So it is month to month. There's no contract. You can stop at any time. It's completely at will. You can also pause it. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you can't even pause the service seasonally if necessary, but it's absolutely month to month. And that's for good reason. It means it's our job to make sure that we're earning your business, that you're getting enough phone calls. Like I said, that tracking and reporting will show you exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. And I mean, obviously, you know, you've been around for a long time. People do know the name of your company, but you do travel, you know, maybe even up to 50 miles. So maybe the farther away you go, you know, the less people are aware of your company. But Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's kind of where we go when we don't know who to call. We Google it. 9 times out of 10, we're going to call and hire someone off of what we see on that first page. So I really think you'd be successful with something like this. Did you have any other questions?
No, not right now.
Okay. Well, it is straightforward pricing. We want to make everything as kind of crystal clear for you as possible. Like I said, there's no taxes or fees or anything like that. So it would bill once a month on the exact same day, that $249. There's no setup fee, you know, so even that first month is that exact amount. Now, when we get your phone ringing, I mean, obviously it looks like the phone number that we're speaking on now is the one on the website, so it's a good number for your customers to call. It's the business number. Is it also the number that you would want us to call to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Do you prefer that we call you? We can also send text messages or emails.
Emails are best.
Emails are
phone
best.
Phone calls would be secondary.
And then text, okay. Gotcha. And I was looking on the website for an email address. I'm not seeing one jumping out at me. What is a good email address then, either for you or for your company? It's really just for us to contact you regarding your account.
I'm going to give you mine in particular. It's Diane, D-I-A-N-E, at raywhitecement.com.
Okay. And, of course, raywhitecement.com is the actual website that we would be promoting for you. And the business is technically service-based, right, meaning that you go out to the customer. No one does come to you?
Right. We're in the middle of changing our email provider. So I would want to talk to you in about a month because we're going to take the one down, and I'm working on the new one now.
Okay. We can always update any information down the road. There's no cost for us to do that. I mean, even if it's something like a phone number changing, or if you ever do get like a brick and mortar location or a showroom, I mean, there's anything that needs to be changed or updated, we will update that for you at no cost. So if it's something like an email down the road, that's not a problem. I mean, like I said, we want to get your phone ringing, get that website out there. As long as the website's going to be the same, as long as your services are going to be the same, I mean, now would be an ideal time to get that going for you. And then I know that you're doing both residential and commercial. Did you have any particular preference, one over the other? Do you like a nice even mix?
Yeah, it's fine.
And it's good to have those opportunities, and that's exactly what happens. When you get phone calls, you talk to the people, you decide which jobs you want to take, and then, Diane, Ralph never did get your last name.
White.
Like the business name. I never do want to assume, but it does make sense.
Yeah, right. okay.
And then, like I said, if you don't have any other questions for me, it is a month-to-month service. At this point, I would be required to do a couple of things. Well, first, we would want to, even if it's today or Monday, get you through to one of our client interview technicians. That's to kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have. We want to make sure that everything's Google compliant. We want to know if you've got a mission statement or motto or slogan. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Now, a call takes about a half an hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And the other thing that's required of us, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer, and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we reduce the cost of the service because it's an established company. We're actually waiving the initial setup fee and things like that. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Diane, but you could certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am, though, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay, I'd like to see a sample. When you send the link, I can see a sample of what we're talking about.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you wanted to see a sample of, like, where your business would pop up? Or
yeah, well, how another business pops up, how it looks.
Okay, sure. So, I mean, I know that you're traveling like up to 50 miles, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you do a number of different services. Is there any type of service that you're looking for more in particular, driveways or anything like that? I just want to do a quick search just so you can kind of have an idea of what.
Yeah, we do driveways mostly, remove and replace.
Okay. Let's go with driveway install. Okay, that's something that somebody might type in. Driveway installation, Fallbrook, we'll say. So if someone does a search, and they don't even have to type in Fallbrook, but I know that you travel quite a bit. But if someone does a search for driveway installation, Fallbrook, you know, the businesses that pop up on that first page are the ones that most people call. And, you know, some of your competitors, you might be familiar with Pavers by Coyote, West Bay Asphalt Works. And then, you know, obviously, you know, for your keywords and search phrases, you're going to pop up ahead of your competitors, get phone calls, your website's going to be there. And then, I mean, big cities and small, we can target. Now, are you familiar with Facebook ads or Facebook retargeting ads? Do you use Facebook at all yourself?
Yeah, we do. We just kind of started getting into it.
Okay. So this package also includes Facebook paid ads, the retargeting ads, okay? So, I mean, you'll go to Carlsbad or how Oceanside? You go to
We're already getting all those. In fact, I'm responding to those today. I'm getting pretty good traffic on that.
On Facebook ads?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good, and you just started that. That's fantastic. Now, the Facebook ads are part of it, right? They're included. There's no additional cost for that, and it's those retargeting ads, right? So someone does a search of, say, for driveway installation. They do that on Google or Bing. Later on that day or later on that week, they are on their smartphone or their computer. They're on their Facebook page just kind of scrolling through in their downtime. Your business is going to pop up at reminding people that they're still looking for someone to call, right? And and you go quite a ways. You know, even if it's San Diego or like the Inland Empire, like Temecula, I mean, that's fair game for you, right? You'd be willing to travel for the right job?
Yeah, we don't go up to Temecula too often. It depends. Yeah, we do occasionally.
But you go more south, Oceanside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, North County, San Diego.
North County, yeah, you're not going to go, you know, South County, but, you know, Oceanside,
right.
Escondido, Carlsbad. So those are places that we can focus on. And, you know, if I'm doing those types of searches, you know, your business should pop up. It will pop up. But right now, like, your competitors are popping up. But, I mean, you could do that search right now. You could type in, driveway installation Oceanside, for example, and see what pops up. So you're going to be in that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the very top of the page. It's actually where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It's kind of where we all go when we don't know who to call. And every new customer that finds you online becomes someone who can use your services down the road, recommend you to their friends. Right now, if I do a search for driveway installation, Oceanside, the companies that pop up, Oceanside Precision Asphalt, Hometown Asphalt of Oceanside, Ocean View Concrete. So those are the businesses that are local to the area, and Google kind of does default to local companies. But that being said, with the right optimization, you can overcome all of that. There's just a little bit of a default system built in, proximity to the person doing that search. But when you've got all the different destinations and directories that Google looks for, whether it's Yelp or Facebook or Apple Maps or any of the additional directories that we would create, those directories, like your website, will kind of talk about your services and service area, kind of reassure Google that if someone were to call you, you would provide those services. So you can certainly pop up even amongst those companies that are based out of Oceanside. And that's what you want. You want to be found throughout your entire service area with that website attached. You'll have what Google calls the knowledge panel. It's basically like a virtual or digital brochure for your company. Your website will be attached, reviews, photos, little bullet points for your services and things like that.
Okay. Well, it sounds of interest. I think I still want to get beyond this adjustment on my website because I'm in the middle of it. So I think that the best thing for me is to wait about a month, but it does sound like something we want to do. We use Angie also. We get a lot of leads from Angie.
And Angie Leads, right? And, not Angie's List.
Right. Okay. Right, Angie's Leads.
So you're paying.
I'm not sure if it's.
How do you like it so far?
Yeah, I pay. It's been good. It comes and goes. Like we get so busy and then we'll shut it off for a month or so. Yeah, and then we'll. But I can't really complain. It's better than Home Advisor, even though they're basically the same.
It's Home Advisor powered
right
by
now.
Or Angie powered by Home Advisor.
Right.
It's Home Advisor powered by Angie.
Right.
Yeah, it's still kind of the same thing. But yeah, I've heard that. I mean, it's a little bit better than it was before. I think part of that is that they're not sending out the same lead to as many as before. It used to be six or even eight of your competitors would get the exact same lead. But now that it's Angie's, it's only three or four of your competitors. So it's about half as many of your competitors
right
that would get and pay for the exact same lead. It does mean you're going to talk to more people. You know, you're not going to call someone who's like, stop calling me. Everyone's calling me. I've had enough already. I mean, that happened before
right
when it was six or eight contractors trying to, you know, contact
mm-hmm
the same person. So you're probably seeing a higher conversion rate than you were when more of your competition was getting that same lead. But with this, I mean, you're not in competition at all. I mean, once someone calls you, they're calling you for a reason. Not everyone will call you, but once someone calls you, it is because, you know, they're hoping to hire you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Now, you're saying that the one thing holding you back is the changes you're making to your website?
No, there's two. There's two. We're getting a lot of Facebook leads, which we're just now starting to respond to. And the website is in between because we had one for years. We upgraded it, and now it's in the middle of getting – active yet online. So those two things I'm dealing with, and it's just like this is just more than I can handle right now.
No, I get it. I get it. I definitely do. You said that you're actually doing Facebook paid ads as well?
Very little.
Oh, very little. Okay, got it. So we could certainly, you know, take over the Facebook for you. I know you've got a lot on your plate, obviously, but this kind of takes a lot of the work in advertising, working to get work out of the equation for you. It takes it off of your plate. I mean, we've been doing this since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary a little later on. I think that's a long time, not as long as you guys have been around. But, I mean, certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and getting businesses on the first page of the Internet, 20 years is a long time. Google trusted us with our track record. Like I said, we've been part of that program since the very beginning, about 9 years ago. So we could definitely do right by your company. Now, keep in mind, it's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can
do. Well, my goal was to find someone to handle these Facebook leads that we have.
Yeah.
So I figure for $249 a month, if we can have that works into my plan.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you'd be in good hands. I've actually been with the company myself for over 11 years. April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. And I do have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we actually have clients that have been with us longer than I have, you know, 12, 14, 16 years. So, you know, the service definitely works, and you would be in good hands here. Even as you're making those changes, and keep in mind, as I was going to say, we don't flip a switch. We cannot inundate you with phone calls overnight. There is a bit of a ramping up process. You know, we have to kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure everything's Google compliant. So, you know, we do say, you know, 45 to 60 days for the optimum return on investment for the best possible scenario as far as placement goes. But, you know, obviously we don't expect you to wait around that long. So we are doing a lot of things at the same time. So you would see the return on your investment in that first month, but it does take a few weeks. You know, it's really that last couple of weeks in that first month where you're starting to get phone calls and start to schedule those jobs. But if you give us that first month, we would certainly earn your business, but it doesn't happen right away, you know, so it's not going to inundate you with a lot more work. And if you're able in a month to start taking on those jobs, this would be the time to get it going. I mean, like I said, though, it is month to month. And to be honest, that $249, that doesn't cover our cost, really. And we have to earn your business for a couple of months just to break even. So we are, Diane, investing in your company and the success of your company at least as much as you are with that $249. So we do look long term, you know, although it's month to month, we know our clients keep the service because it works. Nobody cancels on profit. And like I said, it is month to month for a good reason. Your success is our success. We got to get your phone ringing. We got to send you the jobs. It doesn't happen right away, but I mean, if you're able to take on work a month from now, it would be a great time to do that. Even as you make changes to your website, it's going to be on that first page where people can see it and start calling you and making those appointments to have you come out. I mean, I think one job would offset the cost of the service. You'd certainly see that towards the end of that first month. And then, you know, from there, you know, we can manage.
Well, let's try it out. Let's try it out because, again, I was just going to start advertising for somebody that could handle the Facebook leads.
Right.
I really don't have time.
Exactly. And this is what it's designed to do. I mean, obviously, as a business owner, you've got a lot to do, and we want to do a lot of that for you, take a lot of that off of your plate, that all that advertising, the managing of the Facebook ads and things like that. And like I said, the best part about it, month to month, no contract. So like I said, Diane, I'm required to read the voice verification. It does get recorded, but feel free to stop me at any time.
You said there's a half hour interview. I'm starving. I haven't had lunch
today.
Yet.
It doesn't have to be today.
Okay.
But let me check the calendar. It could be as late as 3:00 if that works for you.
Yeah, let me go grab lunch and I can come back.
Sure. I need about 10 or 15 minutes of your time right now, and then we'll schedule that follow-up call for 3. So please feel free to stop me if you have a question. The voice verification does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Diane. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please state the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Ray White Cement.
Perfect. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Diane, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Diane White, President.
Okay. And Diane, as the president of Ray White Cement, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual just means that it's month to month. And then for the billing information that you would be using for our services, of course, you'd be an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Diane, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area are able to contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, and phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep this out of my office manager's workload. I told her I'm going to get started on something similar to what we're talking about.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. And it's always good to follow through with the promises for your employees. Keeps them nice and happy. I do have email preferred for us to reach out and contact you. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Diane, we will ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie and, of course, the Facebook. The reason we ask is, well, first of all the content we'll be creating for your company. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we'll already be providing for you. And then equally or even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content online for your business, we ask that you let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is always accurate. That's fair enough.
Yes,
right?
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, including waiving the initial setup fee, and, of course, with it being month a month. Diane, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually be waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 16th of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And Diane, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and those Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 16th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. Diane, as I mentioned before, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Again, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it as long as you need to. Again, if you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. I don't think that would be an issue here, though. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Diane, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Diane, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that initial payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you?
For right now, we'll put it on American Express.
Okay. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Yeah. Well, it's both. It's okay. Diane White and Ray White Cement.
Got it. Okay, you said it was an American Express card. That should actually start with a 3. All American Express cards do. I am ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. 3782 62 32 35 66 00 00.
Okay. The expiration month and year?
8/28.
And the 4 digits on the front of the card?
5552.
5552. So I've got 5552, 5552. I've got August or 08 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 3782-623-235-6600?
I just put that away. Okay, let me repeat it. 3782-62-32-35-66-000.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have it. And then does that bill at 2380 via Montserrat?
Yes.
It does, and that's 92028. In about a minute,
correct,
you're going to receive a confirmation email, and that is through our automated system. It does have, of course, our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, Diana, I'd be happy to give you that that information now.
Go ahead, yeah.
Perfect. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. Excuse me.
Okay.
Now, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day or the next business day if they receive the email after hours. The email is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. And you'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. And of course, I do need to schedule and confirm that follow-up call. Oh, the only other order of business on my end, you did want that at 3 o'clock this afternoon, right?
Let me think here. I got so much going on. Let me look at my email here. I might have to go onto my phone for a minute. Okay, did you send one yet to me? Because I've got other ones sitting here that I need to respond to. But
I will send you that calendar invite if the 3 o'clock does work out for you.
Oh, 3 o'clock. Yeah, I can be back by then.
You'll do that? Okay, perfect. So you'll get a calendar invite. It's just now right at the moment that our automated system would send out the email reminder. The email reminder goes out an hour prior, but I'll send you a calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. I did want to just add a little bit of extra protection here, and then I'll let you grab that late lunch. Just another layer of security, a question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Ray White Cement, even if it's you, Diane, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And if anyone ever starts calling you and tells you that they're either Google or if they tell you that they're Local Splash even, first of all, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, politely let them go. If anyone ever calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing or your Facebook ads or anything like that, politely let them go. Like I said, that wouldn't be us. The voice verification was recorded and attached already to your account as an added form of protection. So it clearly states it only bills on the 16th and it would only be for $2.49 and never a penny more. Now your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll go with Toledo.
Toledo. Toledo. And that's probably the city you were born in, right? Not your first pet.
Yes. Yes.
Never,
yeah.
Never do know. You can never be sure. I have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text
message? Let me look here.
Sure.
You won't get a text. You don't have my cell phone because that number there.
Got it. Okay. So we did send by email. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
Do you see that? So we're on a landline.
Yeah.
Did you want to provide the cell number in case we can't reach you on this one?
Yeah. Let me see here why it didn't come in. Okay. Okay, I'm going to look on my phone. Probably came in here.
Sure.
Local Splash Support. Okay, here it is. Okay. Click here to accept the terms. Okay, I'll change the mobile phone because that's not a mobile phone.
Okay. But, I mean, if you are able to receive text messages on the mobile number, obviously we want you to click that you are the owner or
right.
the authorized user of that card. And then
right.
you're going to see where it says to type in your first and last name. It is case sensitive, so the D and W are capitalized. You can, of course, copy and paste. Just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got your name in that box, the orangish colored box, it says confirm signature. You click on that one. That actually does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, that makes sure that we're able to do any cleanup of information that might already be out there as far as name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. What is that cell phone number, that mobile number?
760-505.
Okay.
0005.
Okay, got it. 760-505-0005. Got that as a cell number. Is that, or this one, the one, if we have to call you, the one you would want us to call, the business number or the cell number, or does it matter?
Doesn't really matter, but I think the office number is fine.
The office number, okay. Yeah, I have that.
In email, I have with me all the time too. So.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, and I do have email as the preferred method. So it's probably taken you to a login page. You don't have to go that next step. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now. We do need to do the client interview first at 3 for us to create the content for there to be something
to
track. So you don't have to go that far. If you did it now, you would just get a message saying that we're still trying to set things up. The welcome email that you did just get, our system caught up with that. It's got your login credentials, your username. We've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You cannot change it. It's just your phone number, though. It's the area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So 760-728-0170, the office number, is your username. The default password is MyInternet, all lowercase, no space.
Just a second. Can't. Slow down. Slow down.
It's in the welcome
email.
Oh, my
gosh.
If you open up the welcome email, when you get a chance,
all right.
It's all there.
Okay.
You can change the default password once you get by email notification that your tracking system.
I was always already ahead of you so far, so that's what happened.
I was
going to
say that's why I was trying to catch up. But then
I just stopped.
Sent out already. So my intranet, if you want to jot it down, but you can access that by the email, the welcome email. Once your tracking system is active, you can log in and change that password if you like. Otherwise, like I said, I'm going to send out the calendar invite since the automated system won't have the opportunity. It's been now, it's less than an hour before 3 o'clock. The calendar invite's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for calendar, or for client interview, I should say, conducted in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Phone number, username are basically the same. You can send anything and everything to that support email address, and we'll just take care of the rest. We'll forward it out to the right department. photos@localsplash.com, if you want to write that down or write it down when our technician gives that to you, you can always email photos directly to the photos team. But that one support email is really all you need. If I am in between phone calls at 3 or 3:05 or whenever it is that our technician is ready to call you, I'll be able to jump on that line in the beginning just to say a quick hello, answer any questions you might have, and then hand it over to our technician. I might already be on a call. Things tend to get a little bit busy towards the end of the day, but hopefully I'll be able to say a fast hello to you. But other than that, I'm excited to get this going for you. I'm really looking forward to getting more eyes on that website, to managing those Facebook ads for you, and of course looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time. I did also want to say it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. It's been kind of a long and hectic, crazy week, and even today started out pretty crazy. We had a little bit of system hiccups in the morning, but it's always nice to speak with someone who's been, you know, as Well, as respective of my time as I hope that I've been of theirs, and you have definitely been very respectful. I appreciate that, and it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. You've been kind. You've been patient. I don't get all of that every phone call. Sometimes I get none of that, so it's good to be speaking with you. I actually hope I'm able to say a quick hello to you later on today in about an hour, maybe a little less.
Okay, well, 3 o'clock, I'm supposed to be here?
Yeah, I mean, you want us to call your mobile number or call the landline? It's really up to you.
I just, the landline will be better. Yeah, I've got
okay.
So much going on my phone right now. I've got somebody with a bad address here. I don't know
oh,
where
boy.
They got it. Okay.
You'll be
all
in
right.
the office.
So I'll be in the office at 3. Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
All
righty.
Right.
We'll call you
all
back right. in about an hour, a little less maybe. A real pleasure speaking with you, Diane. You take care. You have a great rest
okay.
of the day. Thank you. Thanks a
okay,
lot.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.